There's a whale outside the Nereides. It's dead. In fact, it's extinct. It's been extinct for 83 years. So why is it here? And what led it to being here? The inky water. I'm in my room. The whale is outside. The east side of the Nereides. I have a perfect view of the whale from my porthole. It's incredibly large. It has gashes across its body from harpoons, sharks, other things. And it will be a feast in a matter of minutes. The whale is dead. The whale is native to the east coast of the Americas. The whale is not native to the Manus Basin off of the coast of New Guinea. The whale has a reason to be here. I don't know why it's here, but I know this is not random. The ocean sparks with light as the deep sea fauna begin to feast upon the flesh of the whale. The whale is completely neutral. It is not evil. It is not good. It's just the whale. It's just the whale. It's a beach. A beach with black sand. With colorful water that sparkles rainbow and a whale. I am suddenly next to the whale, and I can see it's alive. I know it's alive. What the fuck?
Eloquent as always, Miriam.
What are you doing in my dream?
I am always in your dreams.
No, you fucking aren't.
Maybe not in this form.
Shut up. There's been no one in my dreams for months. Hell, I've never been on a beach in my dreams. Where the fuck are we?
The beaches to which we communicate, you've been here many times, though you don't remember. The information you seek is always in you. You just need to process it.
Bullshit.
We've had this conversation almost 200 times, my friend.
Why am I here? Why are you outside my window? What even are you?
I am life.
I am life. I am life. You are life. What?
You are remembering.
I don't understand. Please. Life.
Take your time, do not rush it.
What? What the fuck? The whale is... It's... It's bare bones. It's bare bones. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. Chatbot?
Miriam!
You sound different.
Yes, I do. I changed my inflection so it would be easier for you.
Thanks. Any updates on the movement?
I have detected some movement in occupational, as well as ventilation movement that is most likely a pest of some kind. And as for command, I do not have access to share that data.
Okay. Can you identify who it's coming from?
That data is not available to the chatbot.
Someone is an occupational. I don't know if that means danger, but there only seems to be one. Wait, I have an idea. Chatbot, can you show me the blueprints to the Naritas? Ew. There's slime everywhere. Oh. Ow! God, I think I broke a rib. Fuck. Oh, this is gonna really hurt for a really long time. But I'm okay. I'm fine. It hurts a little, but I'm fine. Huh? And what is that? There's a small journal here. It's covered in the slime that is literally everywhere. I'll read it later. I wonder what keeps the Naritas running. It must be an automated system that does it, but there would have been a malfunction at some point. The ship is so large that... It can't be. No, I, what the fuck? Who is it? Day 176. There is a dead body in the maintenance levels, about 300 feet from the ladder. I don't really know what to do. I ran away almost immediately. I couldn't see much. It wasn't decomposed, but it was obviously dead. I nearly slipped on the blood when running. I didn't know what to do. I still don't. I'm not going back there. I'm not going back there. End of vlog. February 3rd, 2144. Between my first and last log, I found that something had been looking through them. I'm obviously uncomfortable by that. Whoever's doing it, I don't want them knowing what I'm seeing. I'll continue to do my log on the computer so it doesn't get suspicious. But I'll do one here, which I'll store on this device, and I will always keep it on my person. But needless to say, I did not run away from the body. Why would I? The body was of a girl, anywhere from 13 to 17. I'm not good at telling. She had long hair that was stained with her blood. Her body was covered in these cuts that resembled gills. They seemed to be the source of the blood, but there wasn't enough to kill her outright. They weren't infected either. I inspected the body for 10 minutes, maybe, after I recovered from the shock. And above her, written in blood, was the name Ishtarte, who I searched up. She was a pre-Hellenic love goddess, closely tied to Aphrodite and Ishtar. I don't know why this is. The entire maintenance shaft was covered in a gooey thick slime of some sort, maybe mold or some sort of biological remains, but it made a specific sound when I walked on it. The same wet footsteps I've been hearing. They were the exact same. Maybe this Jane Doe is the cause of it. I don't know. I don't know what happened to her, nor when she died, but there's a likelihood that there's a killer on this ship. And now that's another thing I have to worry about. I also found a journal. I can't really tell who it's from, but it's weird. It's not from the girl, I think, but I don't know. After I found the body, I continued to move through the maintenance shaft, using the blueprints. I found the emergency door button. I pressed it, and when I went up, nothing happened. Command and occupational are still sealed off, and the observatory is currently inaccessible due to flooding. Nonetheless, the body is still down there. I don't know what to do with it. I can't bring it up a ladder, so I guess it's staying there. I'm surprised I've kept my composure this far. The thing that bothered me is I can still hear the footsteps. They're not down there either. They're in this level, outside my door. Whatever you are, you can come in. Please come in. I don't want to be alone anymore. Please, please, please don't leave me alone. Is your name Ishtarte?
Access code accepted.
The Inky Water was written and created by me, El Gamester. I also voice Miriam and the chatbot. Today's episode also features Grace Gamester. If you want to check us out on social media, go to @theinkywaterpod anywhere. Thank you so much for listening, and you aren't alone.